Father, we bless you this morning. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace upon us. We exhort you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, you are good. You are kind, and there is none like unto you. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exhort you. Thank you, righteous Father. We bow before you, O Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, it is all unto you. It is all because of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you. You are good. For your mercy, for your kindness, Lord, for your love, we say thank you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. I want us to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his kindness. Our God is good. Our God is kind. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord this morning and speak to your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare in the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, favor is my portion today. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord makes me visible for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, today I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I sit at the banquet of the Lord and I receive all the benefit of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, he said in his word that he has prepared a table for me right in the presence of my enemy. Oh, today I feast at the table of the mercy of the Lord. I feast at the table of the provision of the Lord in the name of Jesus. He has said he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I assess the provision of this day in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today my journey is not in circle, but I go forward. In the name of Jesus, I declare over this day, no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. Any form of evil that is in you, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare that no weapon that is put together in you this day, they shall not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, evil word that has been spoken into this day, you are cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. They will follow me all the days of my life. I therefore declare concerning me, I am the plantation of the Lord. I am planted in the courts of the Lord. I bear fruit of blessing. I bear fruit of favor in and out of season. For I am planted in the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am the heritage of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, the Lord anoint me today with the oil of gladness. Oh, the Lord anoints my feet, and today I walk upon my high places. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the doors of blessing of this day. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Is the Lord my God, the Lord mighty in battle. The gates of blessing of this day is opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I assess the provision of God for me today in the name of Jesus. I enjoy all the benefits of the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Favor that I have never enjoyed before, I receive today. Help that I have never received before, I receive today in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. My labor is in blessing. I am not laboring in foolishness. I am not laboring in error. In the name of Jesus, I am laboring in the path of favor, in the path of harvest, in the name of Jesus. The strength of the Lord is given unto me. The joy of the Lord is my strength in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, our prayer launch is going to come up today, Thursday, 9th of April. We are going to come together by 12. It's an hour time of prayer. We are going to come together between 12 and 1 p.m. today. We are going to be in the presence of the Lord, looking up unto Him and calling upon His name. It's going to be a prayer time, 1 hour. Today, by the grace of the Lord, at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University at Jokodo Junction, Songo Eleele Road. I'll be expecting you. You can join us online and on site. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Yesterday, we spoke about the word of the Lord. Like I told you, this month of April is a special month. Like we have told you, this month, this podcast is 6 years this month of April. The Lord has been faithful unto us. By the leading of the Lord, this month of April, we are really going to stand on the word of the Lord, speaking about His word, speaking about meditation on the word of the Lord, speaking about the wonders, the endless wonders that is in the word of the Lord, speaking about the limitless capacity of the word of the Lord. So this month is a wonderful month because we are going to keep telling you about the word of the Lord as the Spirit of the Lord will permit us. Our anchor scripture for the month of April is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Let me quickly run through part of what we said yesterday, and I will easily flow into that which the Lord has for us today. Yesterday we spoke about the word of the Lord, and I remember towards the end of yesterday I told you that the Bible that you carry in your hand is not just ink on paper. It is the living word of God. It is the breath of life. It is the living, breathing word of the Lord that you are carrying around. It's just more than ink and paper. The power is not in the ink nor in the paper, but the word that is inscribed on those paper. That word is more than just letters. It carries power. If only you would just sit down and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe upon you, then you will see your endless access to the mind of the Lord, your access to unmatched wisdom and knowledge. I love a portion in the scripture in the book of Acts when Peter and John, after they caught them, because by the power of the Lord upon them, they healed a man that has been at the gates of the temple. This man is crippled, but by the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And when they took them and Peter and John began to speak, they look at them because they marvel by the wisdom and the authority by which they spoke, because they know that these guys are unlearned. They are not educated, but yet the wisdom by which they deliver the word, the accuracy by which they deliver the word is unmatched, because it is the word of the Lord. Your access to unmatched wisdom, unmatched knowledge and understanding is the word of the Lord. Yes, it is in the word of the Lord. There is a portion that we love to quote while we are still in the secondary school. That is the book of Psalm 119 verse 97. I have more understanding than my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Read 97 and 98. Then verse 98 says, I know more than the ancients. What I'm trying to bring to you this morning is that your access to unmatched wisdom, knowledge and understanding is right there in the scripture, in that word of the Lord that is in your hand. I said it as well yesterday. The word of God would set you on the path of knowledge. There is this testimony that I've been sharing this testimony as long as I can remember, how the word of the Lord set me on the path of knowledge. I said it before. Listen to me, dearly beloved. You want unmatched wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Stay with the word of the Lord. The scripture says, if any man need wisdom, let him call upon the Lord that gives liberally. All you need to do is stay with the word of the Lord, because the word will set you on the path of knowledge. I said this yesterday, that I know your desire is to hear the voice of the Lord. Oh, I desire to hear the whisper of the Spirit right here in my ears. Oh, I desire to listen. I want God to speak to me. Yes, it's a good thing. It's very, very good for you to desire the voice of the Lord right in your ear. But do you know something special about the voice of the Lord? The first step in understanding, identifying, receiving, listening to the word of the Lord, the first step is right there in your hand. That scripture that you are carrying around contains the mind of God, contains the voice of the Lord. I read the portion from the scripture for you yesterday. I think that's from the book of 2 Peter. Yes, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21. That the scripture says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21, that is the place I want you to look at. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So right there within the pages of the scripture that you carry contains the mind of God for you. Why don't you start from there? Study the scripture. The Lord spoke to Joshua, this book of law must not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. We are still coming to the place of meditation, but now I need you to understand the basics, that it is at the entrance of the word that life is transmitted into you. It is at the entrance of the word that light comes into you and brings you out of darkness. The scripture says in the book of Psalm 119 verse 10, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Taking heed according to the word of the Lord. Beloved, I need you to understand this. The word of the Lord is the borderline. The word of the Lord is the starting point for your life, the cover for your entire life's purpose, be it in ministry, career, business, employment, all that has to do with you. The word of the Lord is the starting point, is the entire cover for your life. Remember in the book of John chapter 1 verse 3, the scripture says, all things were made by him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. All things were made by him. The next verse says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So everything that has to do with you, you want to discover your purpose, visit the scripture. Visit the word of the Lord. His word for you, his word to you cannot change. It can never change. Either you choose to stay with the word, or you choose to stray away from the word. Let me repeat that again. His word for you can never change. What he has said concerning you cannot be changed. Either you stay with the word, or you choose to stray from the word. Anytime you come back to your senses, you come back to yourself, just like the prodigal son, the word is still there. Just that you are the one that have wasted a lot of time. But the word of the Lord is still there. The scripture says in the book of Isaiah chapter 55, as I round up this morning, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, he spoke about you. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The Lord has spoken his word. He has sent his word concerning you. The word cannot change. It cannot change. You can either stay with the word to see the fulfillment and enjoy the prosperity, the success that is in the fulfillment of the word, or you can stray away from the word and waste your time, waste your life in riotous living. But dearly beloved, anytime you come back to your senses and you return to him, you repent. The scripture says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, repent of their sin and call upon him, he said, I will hear, I will listen. I will listen to them, I will forgive them, and I will heal their land. So the word of God concerning you that he has sent, it can never change. If God has declared blessing upon you, that blessing is there. Take a step of activating the blessing. Stay with the word of the Lord. It will show you the path to the fulfillment of these blessings upon your life. It is well with you. I want you to hold this word in your hand as you go today. The word of the Lord is valid. The word of the Lord is valid for all season. The word of the Lord is valid forever, constant and consistent, in and out of season. His word is valid. His word is constant, not just constant, consistent, forever, for all season. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you in the name of Jesus. As you decide today to start your journey into the scripture, the Spirit of the Lord will lead you to discoveries, will give you revelations in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you, be upon your family, upon your household, be upon your business, your ministry, your career, be upon you at the place of your work. The blessings of the Lord is your portion. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and get ready. I'll be expecting you by 12 today.